Welcome to Youth Speaks Out, a show by, for, and about young people. It airs on the last Sunday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. and is hosted by people in Mendocino County. We want to create a place where young people can talk truthfully about important issues in our lives and have a dialogue with the community of listeners. Tonight's hosts are me, Patty, and
Saskia,
Sean.
We attend Laytonville High School. Tonight, our topic is Proposition 73, a step to protect children or a step to end abortion. On Election Day on November 8th, voters will decide whether or not to amend California's abortion laws. If Proposition 73 is passed, women under 18 will not be able to receive abortions without parental notification. Proposition 73 stipulates that a minor's abortion is prohibited until 48 hours after a physician notifies the minor's parent or legal guardian, except in a medical emergency or with a judicial waiver. Many youth would find it very dangerous to tell their parents that they are pregnant. Abortion rights activists say that they fear American society may be reverting slowly to dangerous back-alley abortions. They worry about the wording of the amendment, which defines abortion as the use of any means to terminate a pregnancy that causes the death of an unborn child, a child conceived and not yet born. This could legally establish that life begins at conception, creating a legal foothold for anti-abortionists to exploit and chip away at women's abortion rights. Proponents of the proposition say that this measure will protect youth and lead to fewer teen abortions, by making them so afraid that they would have less sex and more protection. Governor Schwarzenegger, who is in favor of the bill, said to the Sacramento Bee newspaper, "I wouldn't want to have someone take my daughter to a hospital for an abortion or something and not tell me. I would kill him if they do that." Proponents also point out that students in school cannot be given aspirin or allowed on a field trip without parental permission. So why should they be able to terminate a pregnancy without the same permission? We know that abortion is a controversial subject because it involves people's religious beliefs. We also know that people most affected by this proposition, those under 18, will have no say in the outcome of this election. We all wish that there would be no unintended pregnancies, and yet we all know that people, including youth, make mistakes. Last month, we discussed the lack of sex education in schools and the difficulties for youth in finding contraceptives. We hope that you are interested in this subject and will want to participate. We're at the Willett Studio, and our phone number will be 456-9991. We encourage everyone to join in the discussion in about 20 minutes. Let's begin by talking about the details and arguments surrounding Proposition 73. Saskia, do you think that some teens would be afraid to tell their parents that they were pregnant and would seek unsafe ways to get an abortion if Proposition 73 passed?
Yes, I do, because I think that young teens today have issues coming to their parents with the fact of them having sex. So it would be an even bigger deal if they went and said, "Hey, Mom, I'm pregnant." And, I mean, you have to pass so many obstacles at that point already that it's difficult for a young teen to do.
Well, and there's also really unsafe environments in many of the youth's homes in California today. Even though 61% of students or of young people do talk to their parents about situations that are such as birth abortions or high-risk situations like that, there is still a minority, but just still a large group of young people who are uncomfortable with going to their parents, whether it's because it's in an abusive relationship, they'll be kicked out of their house, or that they're just afraid of letting down their parents, that they just don't want to go and talk to them. What do you think, Sean?
I agree with what you're saying, and although that only it is 61% who do tell their parents, you know, whether if they're going to have an abortion, you know. Actually, studies show that virtually all minors who do not inform their parents tell somebody, either it's a teacher, a counselor, a clergy member, or a relative. And also, studies show that most kids from 14 to 17 are competent enough to make decisions about abortion, and that they know that the risks that are involved and what they're getting into, and they're able to make these decisions.
Well, also, like, the people that are going into abortion, I mean, personally, like, if I was faced with that decision, I wouldn't just be like, okay, I'm going to go have an abortion. This is fine with me. Like, it would take a long time for me to even be, like, comfortable with going in and having an abortion. Like, that is a really hard thing to overcome. So, on top of, like, the criticism that you're going to receive from your parents is going to make it even harder for you to choose the right decision for yourself. And that's what it's about. It's choosing the right decision for yourself at that time. And, I mean, you need options. And, it's, you know, sometimes for you, telling your parents isn't an option.
Right. Exactly. There is a lot of very vulnerable teens in our society today that, even though it is definitely not an option because there is, you know, they live in an abusive household or, you know, they'll be kicked out of their house. They won't have any place to live if they told their parents that they had an abortion. And if their parents were able to make that decision for them or help them make that decision, it could also really influence their lives because, you know, if they were not to have an abortion and were going to keep the child, you know, that's 18 years of their lives spent on parenting, you know, instead of getting their education and going on with their lives.
And also, it's, you know, if the person who is pregnant with the child feels that abortion is what they want to do because, you know, they don't want to see the child grow up in the life they just are recently, you know, growing up in, or, you know, something like that, then you, maybe the person who's making that tough decision is making the right decision and, you know, making it a longer extended process than it already is just, you know, wasting time.
Sean, do you think that parents have a right to know if their child is going to be having an abortion?
I think in a healthy relationship, the kids would tell their parents. And I think it's good when they do because strong relationships between, you know, children and their parents is important. And most health officials agree on this. But I don't think it's a good idea to have required notification of parents for abortions because there are a lot of situations in which it'll be more damaging to the child to tell their parents about it than if they didn't. Because, I mean, in a third of the people who don't tell their parents have had violence at home and fear it will occur if they tell.
Yeah, and the election that's going to be held on the 8th, you know, if the proposition is passed, then, I mean, it's great for those kids that, you know, parents are going to be supportive and, you know, be like, okay, you had an abortion, I want to help you through this. But what about the percentage of those kids who are their parents are going to find out, kick the, you know, beat them, you know, be really angry with them, their relationship is broken off, they're left with nothing, and, you know, they have no place to go. Because they are probably the majority that's going to be more affected by this, because the people who are already telling their parents are already telling their parents. There's no need for that. The reason it's a confidential issue is for the kids that, you know, can't tell their parents.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
These are the people who are being negatively affected by this bill, is the people who have dysfunctional families in a difficult situation at home, while the majority of people already do tell their parents.
Right. And once again, this proposition, Proposition 73, is an amendment to the California Constitution to prohibit abortion for unemancipated minors until 48 hours after a physician notifies their parent or legal guardian. And this, there is also, this proposition is going to change the Constitution and just the way the state goes about dealing with abortions in a couple of ways. One way is it's actually changing the wording of the Constitution. Another is it's requiring mandated reporting if a mandated reporter finds out about a minor having an abortion. And it also they are taxing or fining doctors, and doctors could have go through the courts if they practice it or do an abortion on a minor as well.
Yeah, and you know, if the law is passed, it's going to make more minors go to a legal abortion. And I mean, in today's, like, there's way to prevent yourself from getting pregnant, like the morning after pill, and you know, pregnancy pills, but sometimes those don't work. And I mean, it's already a statistic that in legal abortion, there's only one death in every 200,000 abortions. and then there's one death in 14,300 pregnancies. In illegal abortions, there's one death in every 3,000. So you're going to use those statistics if this bill's passed and all these kids start going and doing it illegally. They're going to be hurting themselves. They're going to be, you know, hurting the people around them if something more dangerous happens to them.
That's the scariest part of this bill is this. I'm sure there'll be a serious rise in illegal abortions because when most kids are too afraid to tell their parents, then they're going to be forced to go to illegal means, which are extremely dangerous.
Right. I mean, I wasn't alive during the time, but from what I heard of, like, back in the 70s when abortion was illegal, thousands of women died from illegal abortions, from the infections and the lack of medical that they were not offered. And also, millions of women were mutilated and just had all these side effects from illegal abortions. And so it is, you know, it's slowly happening to us again.
Actually, there's a statistic I have right here that, first it says, making abortion illegal does not reduce the number of abortions. 20 million of the 46 million abortions performed annually are illegal and unsafe. And this is in, of course, a country where it is illegal. And, it's, worldwide, one-third of all pregnancies are unplanned, and every year nearly one-fourth of, all pregnant women worldwide choose to have an abortion. So, I mean, that's a big number.
Right. And just speaking to all the parents out here listening to us, I mean, I completely understand having a healthy relationship where you communicate with your kid, but if your kid is not comfortable coming to you to talk to you about having an abortion, I mean, think about the consequences. Would you rather have your child going to and get medical help while they have an abortion, or would you rather have them, you know, doing it in the back alley?
And not just that, but also, even if they do choose to speak to you, I mean, often the pressure about that, they could take weeks thinking about it and stuff, and the longer someone waits before they have an abortion, it increases the chance that there'll be complications.
Right. So let's look closely at the wording of the Constitution and what it says. What it says is that a child is, excuse me. Hold on, one moment. Use of any means to terminate a pregnancy that causes the death of an unborn child, a child conceived and not yet born. And what this would actually change the wording of the Constitution right now, and it also would make the abortion illegal. Right now, the Constitution says that notification of a minor's parents is illegal because it infringes on the young woman's right to privacy as well as threatens her health. And this change in the Constitution would do basically the opposite of that. It is allowing the government to go and infringe on the woman's right to privacy, and it is also threatening her health because this type of abortion is not healthy for young women.
This change in definition also, change it to a child conceived, not yet born, also could begin to slowly chip away at abortion rights, because once you make this definition as the California law, it'll be easier for anti-abortion groups to, you know, make it illegal.
And also, it affects the stem cell research that's being conducted.
Mm-hmm. Right. Because the fetus that they used in stem cell research would then constitutionally be considered a child. Okay. Proposition 73 is not stopping. Is not determining whether or not abortion is right or wrong or legal or illegal nationwide or even statewide. It's merely setting laws and boundaries for the ways the government can come into our right, young women's rights to privacy.
And also, like, if you think about the people that are having abortions, they're usually young women who don't want people to know about their pregnancy. And if you're making, like, a young teenage woman have her parents be informed about it, then really it's, you know, it's completely, you know, changing it. I mean, because that's why it was a good thing. That's why women could go and they could do it secretly and they could do it privately. They wouldn't have to go to back alleys and hide it from everyone. Now, they're going to have to resort back to that, even though it's legal, because, I mean, the whole point of having it legal was that so that it was a private way of, you know...
And also a safe way. Older women, women above the age 18, can still have abortion legally. It's only the women under 18. And
those... We can't even vote.
Yeah, exactly. It is the group of people that won't... We cannot decide whether or not we believe that we should... how our outcome will be in this. Will, Saskia, do you think Proposition 73 will reduce abortion?
I don't think it will reduce it at all. In fact, I think it will increase dangerous abortions. I think the abortion rate will probably be exactly the same. I think that more people will just die from it. More girls will die from it because they're going to choose to do it in the private way. And the private way is the dangerous way.
Right.
Also, not always, but
right. Usually. And also, Proposition 73 puts this standard, and it gives this idea to young people that if they go out and they have unprotected sex and get pregnant, and either they have an abortion or they want to have an abortion, and they, you know, they want to get medical help, but they will be afraid to go and get it because they think that abortions are illegal. And so going out and getting tested to see if they have an STD or any other type of medical help is that there's a barrier between that person and medical help because of this Proposition 73, which makes abortion illegal.
Also, Sean, don't you think that it affects the male point of view the girl who's getting pregnant, you know, and she wants to get an abortion, and she's consulted you about this, and, you know, you guys are agreed on it, and then her parents find out, and they want to cut your head off because what you've done. I mean, how do you feel on that subject?
This affects the guys in a few ways. One is that, the guy's parents are never really informed. They have nothing to do with this. And even the male partner himself has no actual say in whether or not there will be an abortion or not. But whether a girl has a child or doesn't does affect the guy as well. I mean, if he has a kid when, you know, he's young, under 18 and stuff, and, you know, suddenly just because his girlfriend's parents didn't want the daughter to have didn't want her to have an abortion, had her have the child, now the guy's going to be responsible for raising or paying, you know, child support for the next 18 years.
And also that leads to dangerous ways of trying to raise that money. I mean, mm-hmm. You see young adult men trying to support their families in all sorts of dangerous ways today by, you know, becoming hustlers on the street corners because they want to feed their children that, mm-hmm. you know, were accidents, but they, you know, grew up and stiffened to the responsibility and now they're not doing so well.
Mm-hmm. Sean, I also think you touch on what I think is a really important issue is that this Proposition 73 is going to, it notifies the young woman's parents, but it does not notify the male's parents. And not in all situations that isn't possible, but say if a young girl got pregnant by her boyfriend, and she's the only one that is responsible for this. And I believe legally and morally that the two of them together are equally responsible for this. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I think there's something that isn't quite right in that part of the proposition as well.
The guy definitely has a moral responsibility over the life of this child, which is not being represented in these laws.
Right. So one of the pros of Proposition 73 is supposedly to promote communication between parents and their children about sex and abortions. I don't believe that the government has any way that causing a law to happen is going to allow communication to happen in the home. That's not the way you support and communicate with your child about sex and about abortions. It's through sex education. It's through education and through schooling and through communicating properly, not at the ballot box.
requiring involuntary communication between, you know, children and parents is not going to improve the relationships, especially if a relationship is already strained. I mean, it could seriously ruin a relationship, you know?
Well, I think we're just about to open the lines, so if you want to call, the number is 456-9991.
Yes, we are, we are going to open the lines in a few minutes after we hear a song called Brenda's Got a Baby by Tupac.
A damn shame, the girl can hardly spell her name. That's not our problem, that's up to Brenda's family. Well, let me show you how it affects our whole community. Now Brenda really never knew her moms, and her dad was a junkie putting death into his arms. It's sad, cause I bet Brenda doesn't even know. Just cause you're in the ghetto doesn't mean you can't grow. But that's a book, my own revelation. Do whatever it takes to resist the temptation. Brenda got herself a boyfriend. Her boyfriend was a cousin, now let's watch the joy. And she tried to hide her pregnancy from a family who really didn't care to see or give a damn if she went out and had a church of kids. As long as when the check came, they got first dibs. Now Brenda's belly's getting bigger, but no one seems to notice any change in her figure. She's 12 years old and she's having a baby, in love with a molester who's sex and a crazy. And yeah, and all she thinks that'll be with her forever, and dreams of a world with the two of them are together. Whatever, he left there and she had the baby solo. She had it on the bathroom floor and didn't know, so she didn't know what to throw away and what to keep. She wrapped the baby up and threw him in a trash heap. I guess she thought she'd get away, wouldn't hear the cries. She didn't realize how much the little baby had her eyes. Now the baby's in a trash heap, bawling. Mama can't help her, but it hurts to hear her calling. Brenda wants to run away. Mama say you're making me lose pay, and social work is here every day. Now Brenda's gotta make her own way. Can't go to a family, they won't let her stay. No money, no babysitter, she couldn't keep a job. She tried to sell crack, but ended up getting robbed. So now what's next? It ain't nothing left to sell. So she sees sex as a way of leaving hell. It's paying the rent, so she really can't complain. Prostitute fam, swing. And Brenda's her name, she's got a baby.
This is Youth Speaks Out, a show by, for, and produced by young people. I am Patty Martin, and this is...
I'm Saskia.
I'm Sean.
Okay. We're going to open the phone lines now. The number is 456-9991.
And feel free to comment about the song.
Yes, please. Everyone is welcome to call, and we'd especially like to encourage the youth, their parents, and the concerned friends in the listening audience. Please call in if you have any questions or insights about Proposition 73, especially how it applies to the youth or our community. The phone number is 456-9991. When you call, please be ready to turn down your radio or we'll get a very confusing echo. The number is 456-9991. Please call and be a part of this discussion on Proposition 73, which would require parental notification before youth under 18 could terminate a pregnancy. We'd really like to hear from you. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi. Thanks for the interesting program. Nobody has mentioned the possibility of adoption, and I'd just like to hear a little bit of chat about that, and I'll pay attention to it on the air. Thank you.
Okay. The caller is right that one of the things that this proposition does sort of promote in the communication with the parents is supposedly, or and ideally, that this proposition would open up communication and you would sort of brainstorm other ways to deal with being pregnant, such as adoption or keeping the child or and all those other things.
And adoption is in a choice, but what I mean, people consider adoption, and you know, it costs a lot of money. A person who's going to have an abortion is probably, like, that's one of the reasons why they don't have the money to take care of a child right now. I doubt they're going to have the money to, you know, let their child be adopted. Also, I mean, it can be a fear out of what's going to happen to my child when they're raised by someone else. I mean, I personally know children who come from adopted or have been fostered in their previous adopted homes. They've been abused, they've been beaten, they have serious personality issues. And I mean, even though adoption is an option, I mean, abortion should be too, privately.
Yeah. That is one of the side effects that I personally have seen just as a peer counselor at Laneville High School and just as a youth in general is the issues that adoption does raise. Adoption is an issue, is a option, and it is one that is pro-life. And so, you know, that is something that you can go through without having to keep your child. But it, in many circumstances, it does cause a lot of effects, side effects to the child. So, once again, we are encouraging all callers to call in. The number is 456-9991. We'd really like to hear from you. Call in now before it's too late, before the show ends. We'd really, really like to hear from you.
Also, adoption can have an effect on the mother because, I mean, the mother's going to feel the repercussions for having her child given up like that. She's later going to look for the child and, you know, what happens when she finds the child and, you know, they had a terrible life. She's going to, like, feel awful.
Right. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi. I just wanted to see if we could go back and maybe talk a little bit more about how this proposition was trying to promote the youth to communicate with their parents more. Just because I felt that this definitely needs to happen and that communication between children and their parents is important. But I really didn't feel like this would be a good way in doing that. It just seemed more like forcing the children to talk to their parents instead of sort of promoting it in a more genteel way that would maybe encourage this a little bit more.
You're absolutely right. What Proposition 73 really just demands that youth end up somehow communicating with their parents through the parental notification. But like we said earlier, 61% of most young people out there do talk to their parents about parental or about abortion, excuse me. And so, but the communication has to be willingly between them. It can't be through the government or through laws.
Exactly, and sometimes that willingness to talk to your parents isn't isn't there. I mean, in the song we just heard that was somewhat related to it, this girl, Brenda, was 12 years old, and her parents really didn't care much about her. Why would they care if she had a kid? And, you know, it related to her keeping it a secret because she already knew there was no communication there. And sometimes a law is not going to, like, force communication where there already was non-existent.
Yeah, that's sort of what my thoughts were, that this, like, what this proposition would do, it would affect the younger population that didn't already have good communication with their parents, and I really felt like it would affect them, but it would be a really negative way to try and force things like communication with their parents and force things like adoption. I was sort of thinking about that, like how this proposition would supposedly, you know, support adoption instead of having an abortion, but I really think that most young women who get pregnant don't make these decisions to do these things, you know, quickly or irrationally, and I think that a lot of them would already consider going through adoption, and this just would be unnecessary in, you know, aiding that process. And
yeah, a necessary result.
Yes. Thank you, Colin.
Okay, thank you.
Sean, can I ask your opinion on just with the parental child and parent communication? How, as a male, would you want to be a part in it, or like in communicating if you had someone or you could be a potential father?
Definitely. I think communication is, it's very key between, you know, children and their parents. It's also very key in any healthy, you know, relationship between a, you know, guy and a girl. I think that about these things, they definitely, it's not the kind of thing that, you know, I don't think the girl should not tell the guy about it. I mean, that wouldn't be a good idea. I think it's very important to talk about these things, but problem is that you can't use laws to legislate good relationships between kids and their parents. That's just not the way it works. A lot of kids try the best they can, and they do tell their parents, but it's sad, but there's a lot of dysfunctional families out here where it does not work, you know, I mean, so I think it's really tough.
Right. Once again, we are encouraging everybody to call in who wants to, the youth and everyone in the listening audience, please call in. The number is 456-9991. We are wanting to hear from you.
We have a call.
Caller, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
I'd like to address the issue of this being, I know the last caller kind of just brought this up, but I'd like to address the issue of this being considered a preventative measure, because it seems ludicrous to me to say that legislation is going to prevent children from doing something.
That's very true.
Yeah, it like you have said, it does seem ludicrous. You cannot force communication or prevention through this type of law. The only thing that this is doing is making it so the young women in California have to go illegally to have an abortion.
Yeah, and it's choosing dangerous alternatives that don't enhance communication. They enhance, you know, dangers.
Well, moreover, children don't vote. Children hardly pay attention to laws in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
So consider, like, the practical application of this. If I got my girlfriend pregnant and decided I wanted an abortion, and I considered every aspect of this and went in and decided I wanted an abortion, said, give me an abortion, it would just bring it back up again. All that same stuff that I just went through in making this decision, my parents would have to go through, and her parents would have to go through. Or maybe not even my parents, only her parents.
Yeah.
It prolongs and draws things out and makes it
more dangerous in the long run.
Mm-hmm. The longer it's drawn out, the more dangerous it'll be for the abortion.
Exactly. Okay. You guys have a great show.
Thank you.
Thank you, caller.
Thank you.
Okay, so I would sort of like to address the song that we have just heard in a few minutes. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, good too. I kind of agree with your last caller. ludicrous. The whole thing is ludicrous. I mean, just on its whole foundation, the parents are the ones that have messed up this world so bad that it's in a situation where people would even be going to get abortions. And so to think that, you know, somehow the kids have to answer to the parents on just about anything just makes me want to puke. I think kids need to start standing up for themselves and their rights. People need to vote at an earlier age. The adults have screwed this world up. It's time to give the kids some trust and responsibility of their own. And, you know, I don't know. That's my opinion. Thanks.
Yeah, a lot of studies have shown that most children are able to make the decision about abortion, that they understand the different, you know, the important aspects of it.
Yeah.
I just want to add that, you know, my kids, I have a 14-year-old, 11-year-old, they during the day make comments about public policy, presidential policy, executive branch policy, where I it's clear to me they'd be doing a better job than the ones we got now. So, you know, I don't know. The whole thing is just a joke, if you ask me. I mean, we're asking kids that are already have parents that are probably so dysfunctional, and that's why they don't want to tell them to begin with. Mm-hmm. The kids end up dysfunctional, and that's why they're in this situation to begin with. And now we're going to force those kids to do it. And what's the penalty if they don't do this in this law? Do you guys know that?
Well, the person that they get the legal abortion from is sued and has to go through lawsuits, and the child probably has to go through an enormous amount of difficulties there, too. The parents will then probably be notified at that point.
Right. And, you know, the doctor that performs the abortion,
right,
goes through the lawsuit.
Yeah, it's just ludicrous. The whole thing's crazy. It's just as crazy as everything else that's happening in the laws these days. So I suggest you kids stand up, do exactly what you're doing now, make your voice heard, and, I don't know, grab some rights if you can.
Yeah, that's all exactly right. Why we're encouraging all you adults to go and vote on the 8th and vote against no on Proposition 73 for us kids.
For sure. Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye.
Caller, you're on the air.
Thanks. Listen, first of all, thanks for your show. Anything that can educate people is a good thing. There are a lot of bad and unjust laws that are already on the books. We probably shouldn't have another one. But, you know, one thing that would be really good was that would alleviate a lot of the need for abortions that people probably don't want to have to begin with.
Exactly.
Would be that, because there's a lot of, you know, emotional strife, even if you have to tell your parents or you don't want to tell them or something like that. But good sex education, in other words, if everybody was given condoms, that's going to cut down a lot of unwanted pregnancies. If young women were taught about their ovulation cycles and guys were taught how to hold their load, it would be a lot better. And, you know, what happens is it's unconscious all the way along. It's not like people are going, oh, let's have a baby. Oh, let's have an abortion. It's like, whoops, I'm pregnant. Mm-hmm. If people would think ahead of time and be taught ahead of time, hey, there's some risks here. Let's wait till tomorrow, or let's wait till I'm not ovulating, or let's use a condom. I mean, there are accidents that happen. You know, I mean, condoms break and things like that. But, you know, again, I think that we don't need another bad law. And like everything you said, we're not going to encourage people to talk to their parents. You know, we're not going to create healthy families when there's already dysfunction existing. But I think that, you know, good education and using condoms right off the bat would be a big step, an easy step. It's going to avoid a lot of emotional turmoil down the line. So, anyway, just some thoughts. Thank you very much.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Have a great night.
I agree. We need to be stopping this problem at its source and not, you know, not struggling with the consequences of it. I mean, if a lot of birth control and contraceptives were more available on the, you know, the youth level, then there wouldn't be as much of a need for abortions.
Caller, you're on the air.
Hi. I just wanted to share a story because I know you've been talking a lot about the statistics, but I thought it might be useful to hear about someone's, like, personal experience.
Oh, yeah, awesome.
So, like, I was in school, like, a lot of my friends were in, we're pregnant, and we'd always get together and, like, do pregnancy tests together and, like, eat cookies. I had one friend in particular whose family was very, very abusive, and she got pregnant and wanted to have an abortion, and they found out about it, and, you know, she had to endure even more physical and emotional abuse, and, you know, eventually she went ahead and had the abortion after undergoing all of this additional suffering, and they kicked her out of the house, and because she was homeless, she didn't have a lot of options. And, you know, she ended up being a drug addict for a very long time just because of what I'd gone through. And so, I mean, I see the effect that it's had on her still, you know, since her late 20s, and her life has still been dramatically affected. She never went to college. And all of this, I think, could have been prevented if, you know, she's been able to have a stable home a little bit longer, been able to get on her feet. And I saw this with a lot of my friends who, for one reason or another, couldn't at that time turn to their parents and share this information with them. And I think it's really important that it remains a private thing. I think that, you know, people underestimate people that are under 18. And I really think it's important because, you know, like, if we lose that right, it's just going to continue to be eroded away.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much for sharing that story.
Thank you. Have a great night. Thank you so much. We really appreciate it.
Once again, that's really the truth of what is happening out there to, you know, the youth and our community and in this country.
These are the people who are being hurt by propositions like this. I mean, it's not like the average person has a good relationship, but it's families like that, and it's a serious problem.
Caller, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi. I just wanted to say that you're absolutely correct when you say that parental consent laws, among, you know, one of the many effects that it will have is that it will drive young girls to illegal abortion. Now, I'm old enough to remember when abortion was illegal, and when I was 17, I went and had an illegal abortion in New York City, and I wrote about it in Mother Jones magazine, and if you would like to read the full lurid inside account of what illegal abortion is like, go online to motherjones.com. The name of my article is The Way It Was, and you'll see the consequence of illegal abortion, and any law which will push young girls back toward illegal abortion is a wrong law. And I encourage you all to read this piece. It's been a long time, and people's memories are short, and a lot of people don't know the reality, the truth of illegal abortion mm-hmm. and the way it was. So I urge you to read that, and I'm with you. I think, you know, it's a girl's business, it's nobody else's business, and if other people don't like it, tough. And I thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It is true that many people don't remember of all the deaths and all the mutilation that has happened from illegal abortion. Caller, you're on the air.
Hello. I was curious to know who composed the proposition and forward it, because it seems like nothing good can come from this.
It was actually the owner of Domino Pizza.
He was one of the people who worked on it. Also, a man called James Holman, a millionaire from San Diego, spent $800,000 for this. And he's openly opposed all abortion and contraception, even in cases of incest and rape. So,
it's actually a very, there's only like a couple people who actually got the money together to get this proposition going. And it just went, I guess it's, you know, it went all the way. But it was, yeah, a very small amount of people that got the funding and support for this proposition.
Thank you. I think what you guys are doing is great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. Wanted to get back to that song that we heard earlier. Although That song was talking about a young black woman in the ghetto who got pregnant. But I really wanted to hit on the basis that it's not just black people or just people, not even black, I didn't mean that, but people who are in poverty that get pregnant and need abortions. I read this with great sadness, the story about the death of a newborn baby found in a box near USC. It has since been determined that to have been the child of a 21-year-old USC student. However, if the proponents of Proposition 73 are successful, I'm very concerned that we are very, very likely to see additional stories such as these. So it is people in all different types of classes and all different with all different types of money that are like this. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, am I on the, I'm live?
Yes, you are.
Great. I can't hear anybody at all. I was just really curious about, I mean, I love the show, but there was something that came down in the 60s, and that's probably date me, but Get Your Laws Off My Body.
That's a good one.
You know, I mean, just, you know, and you know, bring back the buttons and bring back the bumper stickers. Get your laws off my body, because this is me, and that's what I'm going to do. If that's what I'm doing, that's good.
Exactly. Yeah. This law really inflicts on a person, like one person's choices. And
right of privacy.
Your right of privacy, because, I mean, it's your body. You're entitled to what happens to it.
Exactly. And get your laws off my body. I mean, it doesn't matter if it's abortion, if it's marijuana, if it's homosexuality. It doesn't really matter.
Mm-hmm.
Get your laws off my body. You have no right to do this to me. This is me and who I am and what I'm doing, and that's what I'm going to do.
Totally agree.
Yes, that is.
Okay.
Thank you very
much.
I wanted to put that out because, you know, we tend to lose it after a while. But, you know, get your laws off my body, because your laws don't make no sense to me.
Yeah.
Okay?
Very right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And once a number, once again, the number is 456-9991. Caller, you're on the air.
Good evening. Thank you so much for your beautiful voices coming out tonight on the radio and talking about these issues that really affect the youth. And I want to let you know that we're going to be doing a demonstration in Sacramento just for this reason, to point out the indecencies of this special election and this particular Proposition 73, and we're doing it under Breasts Not Bombs.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, so we're going to be baring our breasts and writing exactly that, keep your laws off my body, and using that power that we have. And we're inviting musicians and poets, and not everyone, you know, if you choose not to bare breasts, that's fine, but that's something we want to say, is it is our right, and it is protected,
mm-hmm.
the First Amendment, to take a power with our bodies. And if this governor, I mean, he can go around groping women and being that kind of a pervert, and he gets to be governor, we're going to stand there with our power and our statements very clearly that it is not for the voters to decide what happens to a girl's body, a woman's body, anybody's body.
Yeah.
So we want to invite people. It's going to be noon on Monday, November 7th, on the west steps of the Capitol. Poets, drummers, come and just stand up for your strength and your rights.
Awesome.
Thank you very much.
We really appreciate your show. Thanks.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
And once again, we are all encouraging everyone to vote on November 8th. Caller, you're on the air.
Yes, thank you for this wonderful show. You are all really well prepared and articulate, and you've thought these issues through, and I applaud you, all three. And I would just like to point out a logical inconsistency in this law, in that it would allow someone, your parent or guardian, to require you to become a parent should they decide that, at the same time saying you're not old enough to make the decisions that a parent would make.
Right.
Very, very good. I agree.
So, and also I just want to remind the listeners that Tuesday is the last day to request an absentee ballot if they want to vote in this election absentee.
And we encourage all of you voters to please do that for our sakes.
Yes, and you contact Marcia Wharf, County Clerk, Recorder, Register of Voters. You can phone, and they will mail it out to you. And thank you again for this show.
Thank you so much.
And once again, I would, just of last Tuesday, the poll showed that on this proposition, it was at a tie. And so we encourage everyone to go out and vote.
It's more important than ever.
Caller, you're on the air.
Hi. My question is, if you inform your parents you're having an abortion, can they force you not to?
Technically, no.
But, well, I mean, it depends on how you would be able to be manipulated by your parents.
Exactly. I mean, some parents, if their parents are going to say, no, you cannot have this abortion, then, you know, a child is still a child who listens to their parents. I mean, it's going to be morally devastating if they go and they, you know, do something this off the wall that their parents just told them that, no, you cannot do.
Right. Like, so legally, no, they don't have a say, but in the end, I mean, like we have said before, it's just putting young women in high-risk situations such as getting kicked out of the house, being in a household where you are being abused mentally and physically, all these type of situations that it's just better that they don't know in the first place.
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, great show. Much of the courage to you for bringing this up and talking straight. I want to address a couple of important elements of this law. The radical right put this amendment on this election for a big purpose, and that was to get the radical right out to vote this time. This is a special election that was designed and set up to begin to turn this state in particular to the Republican way of thinking. And in getting, they're trying to get the radical right out and keep the progressive thinkers home. So it's been said, but I really want to emphasize, we've got to get people out to vote this time. This time it matters probably more than it has in 20 years. This proposition in particular was set up to do that. One of the signs we know is that the guy that was hired for the Bush administration to get the radical right out was just hired last week to run Arnold's campaign for the rest of this 2 week, or the, I don't know, what is it, 5 days left, 7 days left.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I can't remember it. I've got my internet turned off. The gentleman that said laws shouldn't be on our bodies, hello, look at the laws that are happening, the ones that are being pushed, whether it's marriage equality, whether it's this, termination of pregnancies. We can't afford for people to be silent right now, and I appreciate that y'all are out there saying it. And I said a lot in 2 minutes because I want to let anybody on to say their piece. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you
very much.
All right. Good night.
Good night. Caller, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Well, I would like to say, and turn my radio down here. I would like to say, if you want to get bold about bumper stickers, you could also say, keep your hands off my wallet. Because 1 million babies are being aborted at $500 apiece. That's $500 million a year. And 40 million babies have been aborted since Wade versus Roe. And this means that we are doing genocide in this country. So we have to look at that. And the law also has another component to it. It's the doctor. And it isn't just the parent and the child. The doctor is at stake here. And it's probably partially meant to slow the doctors down who make their living and make a lot of money and go to the Bahamas or wherever they go on vacations, making money, killing babies. So I've listened carefully to everything you say, And obviously, I'm probably the only one that is indifferent to what you're saying, but you have to think of all those other things, too. You just can't think of, well, this one incident or that one incident happens where a kid is in a home where they might have an abusive parent. You know, kids run away all the time. Kids do drugs all the time. They do all kinds of other crimes.
However,
they're thrown in juvenile hall for smoking joints and things like that. But taking a human life, they want to have the right to do it. And that's wrong. And I'm going to hang up. Thank you.
Say those doctors, they're not only hired to give abortions. Those aren't their only jobs. They're also hired to save lives every day. That is just something that goes into it. And it also saves lives.
And also, in one out of every illegal abortion, one out of 3,000 abortions, a woman dies. And, I mean, you just got to weigh a woman compared to a fetus.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi there. I just wanted to kind of make a comment on what the last caller said. And I can't imagine that there's too many doctors out there that actually enjoy the prospect of giving a young woman an abortion.
Yeah.
And I think that most young women who probably are going to have an abortion, whether their parents consent or not, would need some counseling so that, you know, they could feel strong about the decision before they made it. And I think also that this caller was right in the sense that she said there is a third party, being a doctor, involved. And the one concern that I would have is that since children to have legal rights when they're below 18, if the doctor has the right to give an abortion to someone who's under 18, and the parent should decide to sue the doctor in a state like California, I mean, that could be a pretty immense situation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd say I'm in support of, you know, children being able to, or people under 18, pardon me, of being able to have an abortion if they choose to on their own, but it's a pretty serious decision, even, you know, having been with adult women going through abortion.
Exactly, it is. But what this proposition isn't determining whether or not abortion is right or is wrong. What this proposition is basically determining is the privacy of young women from the government. And also, it's acting as a barrier between young women and medical help, proper medical help, compared to and getting an abortion, compared to the abortion that they would get from the back alleys where they wouldn't, you know, there's all these types of infections and mutilations and where people die. This isn't determining whether it's right or wrong. It's just showing, trying to make a healthy situation for what will be going on.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay. Well, thanks for a good show.
Okay. Thank you. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi. Thanks for a great show. I just wanted to say two things. Number one, abortion is a legal medical procedure, and I would like to see it be safe, legal, and rare, the way Bill Clinton did. But the other thing is, when life begins is a matter of religious belief.
Mm-hmm.
And like it or not, religious belief is opinion. So if my opinion that life begins at conception clashes with your opinion that life begins later on, or some other time, that's not something that I can dictate to you. You are free to have your opinion. And when it involves such a basic thing as when life begins, there has to be that gray, shadowy area. And in that gray, shadowy area, I think that the woman should have control over her own body. Thanks for the show. Bye.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. So that's all for this month's edition of Youth Speaks Out. Your hosts tonight have been me, Patty,
Saskia,
and Sean.
I would like to give out a thanks to our callers. One of the purposes of this show is to involve the community in dialogue, so your call-ins are important to us. We're happy to have been able to broadcast from the Willett Studio. Youth Speaks Out is in need of funding. If you are an individual or organization can help sponsor this project, please contact the director, Dan Roberts. Dan may be reached by phone at 459-1760. by mail at P.O. Box 1162, Willits, California, 95490, or through the website www.youthspeaksout.net. There you can find out more information about the project, get addresses for contacting us, get a show of a copy, and listen to many hours of previous programs and streaming audio. That's www.youthspeaksout.net. The views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of KZYX. They are the views of those who express them. Our next show will be on the last Sunday of November. That's November 27th at 6 p.m. Thanks for listening and good night. And I would love to tell everyone to go out and vote on November 8th.
And thank you so much for calling and sharing your stories.
Thank you.